Gemara says on the top of Daf Pezanim Bey is that Lanasa Mesim Kechaim Linihibim Kalvachaimer. We should not make Mesim like Chaim Legabiyibim from a Kalvachaimer. So basically, what we're talking about over here is that what's the din if Isha is Nafilihibim and she has a child? So we know that when Isha has a child, there's a ben, there's obviously no din Yibim. Now later on, if this child dies, Shaila is what is the din? Does the din change and now she does become Zkuka Yibim? Or do we say that we just look at Bishas Misa? If Bishas Misa she had a ben, she's Ptura, even though later on that son dies. So the halacha is that if Bishas Misa she had a ben, she's Pater, even if later on that son would die. But the Gemara is saying, Lachar, you should make a Kalvachaymer to say not like that. Kalvachaymer from Truma should tell us that if the son dies later on, now she should go back to be Zkuka Yibim. And the Gemara ends up saying the reason why we don't make that Kalvachaymer is because Tamalar Medrachar Darche Nayam. There's a din of Darchei Noyam based on the Pasuk in Mishlei that the ways of the Torah are pleasant. And as Rashi explains, that wouldn't be Darchei Noyam. If you're going to tell me the din is that if she has a ben, when B'shas Misa, now she's Ptur Min Ayibim. And then she's going to go ahead, she's going to get married. And then later on, when this ben dies, now you're going to say she's Chayabis B'Yibim. So you're going to tell her she has to be Chaylet, she has to do Chalitza now when she's ready to marry to her husband. It's going to be, she'll be Mizgana Abayla, Hilkachal Karchach, Ben and Le B'shas Misa Kamar. And therefore we say that as long as B'shas Misa there's a ben, she's Ptur La'ilam, because it would not be Darchinam to say that Isha is Ptur Min Ayibim because she has a son, and then she gets married, and later on when the son dies, she becomes Chavis and Yibim, and therefore we say that she's Ptur La'ilam once there is a ben B'shas Misa. That's the din of Darchinam over here in the context of Yibim. The Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva wants to take out from this Gemara Gevaldik Achidush. She says, what would be the din if somebody brings a Shaila to a Rav, Shaila Bat Dam Nida? So you bring the Mara to the Rav, and the Rav looks at it, and it looks like it's a Mara Tar. It's not red. It's a different color. It's a color which is Tar, and he paskins that the Isha is Tahira. Now later on, a couple days later, he brings back the Mara, and now the Mara changed colors. Now it looks like, because of time, now the Mara Taka looks red. So Pasha says she would be Tmeya at this point. Zok Chacham Tzvi, no, she's going to be Tahira. Why? Because if you say that she becomes Tamei later on, then that would be a Chesson of Darchei Noyam. Because B'shas Ma'isa, when it's brought to the Rav, who is Amar, which is Tar, she could go ahead and now be Mishamish in Baila, there could be a kid born, and now later on, you're going to tell me when it changes, she now is a Mafreya Anida, it comes out she was Mishamesh Anida, the kid is a Vlad of Anida, and that would not be Darchinam to do such a thing, and therefore we say that even though now the Mara changed, it's going to remain Amar Tar because of this din of Darchinam. That's the Pelik Echidah she wants to say based on this Gemara. Now, L'chayr, the Pasha says, you could be Madcha that does no raya from here, and that's all P. a chakira that Rav Reuven Grzebsky has in his Chidushim, the Chidush of Reuven, and Siman Aleph from the beginning of the Masechta. So Rav Reuven has a very sadistic chakira in this din of Darchei Noyam. Other Achronim declare this as well. What's the pshat in this Ptur of Darchei Noyam L'gabi Yibim? Is it the pshat that Darchei Noyam itself is the Ptur? In other words, we have a Shaila, what's the din if there's a son, B'shas Misa, and then he dies? Is she Chazeres v'nizkakes L'Yibim or not? So Darchei Noyam says, no, it can't be that she's Chayzeh L'Yibim, that wouldn't be Darchei Noyam. So Darchei Noyam itself is the Svara to say that she's Ptur Min Ayibim L'Aylam. Or it's a pshat that Darchei Noyam on its own is not enough to Pater Min Ayibim. Darchei Noyam is a pasuk in Mishlei, it's not going to be Mechadosh Adin on its own, but Darchei Noyam is a Gilui to touch up. What's the pshat in the pasuk? The pasuk we have in the parish of Yibim, how to touch that pasuk? When the pasuk says, Ben Ein Lai, when it says, if you have Ben Ein Lai, you're Pater, that's all telling B'shas Misa. We don't look at later on, we look at B'shas Misa. If B'shas Misa, there's a son, it's Pater Min Ayibim, even though later on that child dies, doesn't make a difference. So Darchei Noyam is not a Ptur in its own right, but just tells us how to touch up the pasuk. And Reuven brings some Rashi over here. The Rashi is Kemat Mefurish, like the second side. Rashi says that the last Rashi of the Ramasul Darchei Noyam, he says, "Vezusha ha'ilabem l'niskel yabam m'nisus l'shuk ha'meiz b'naim taimer tachlitz." If you say she should be chalitz, harayit mizgan al baila, she'll be mizgan al baila. Al hilkach al karchach ben ein loy b'shas misa kamer ve yeshay. Therefore, like Rashi, al karchach, we have to touch up that when the Torah says ben ein loy, it means b'shas misa ve yeshay, and he has a child. So Rashi is saying that clearly Darchei Noyam is not a p'tur in its own right. It's telling us how to touch up the pasuk of ben ein loy, but that means b'shas misa. But it always has to be working with a pasuk, telling us how to learn pshat in the pasuk. Reuven brings another ayah from the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara has a shaila, what is the unafates of us? What is a hadas? What did the Torah mean with hadas? And the Gemara says, maybe it's a hirduf. Hirduf is some other type of branch, different than what we use for the hadas. And the Gemara says it can't be that, because darche darche naim ksev. It says darche naim, and this particular branch has thorns in it. It could cut the hand. Mivus bars is naim, and therefore it's not darche naim to have such a branch, and therefore it can't mean that. It must mean a hadas. So Zakta Reuven, over there, you can't say that Darchei Noyam is its own ptur. If the Torah meant the Hirdo, if you're not going to tell me that Dachinayim says, no, that's Pasul, it's Pasul because there's some Svar of Dachinayim, it's not going to Pasul in its own right. It must be the Dachinayim over there is saying, this is touching up, what did the Torah mean with Anaf Eitz Avos? When the Torah says Anaf Eitz Avos, you have a Shaila. Does it mean Hadas? Does it mean Hirduf? So Dachinayim says, it will touch up the Pasuk that it must mean Hadas and not Hirduf. But it's just telling us how to Limshat in the Pasuk. It's not a Ptur in its own right. So we made Lefi that Havana, Lechari could be mechalik between our case over and the case of the Chacham Tzvi. By the case of the Chacham Tzvi, to say that now the Mara is tahar because she was tahar b'shas ma'aseh, so you're not touching up pshat in any pasuk. It's not coming to tell us pshat in the pasuk. It's a din. We have a shaila about this Mara. Right now, it looks like it's tahar. Later on, it ends up being tameh. So that might not be geshmak. It might not sound like darchinayim. But at the end of the day, darchinayim itself is not a reason to be matar a mar. Darchinayim can tell you pshat in the pasuk. Over there, we're not dealing with the pasuk on its own right. Darchinayim doesn't have the kach to patter anything, and therefore, over there, about it, then should be that the mara is tame, and lemafre it would taka be a mara tame. So lefi that havana rebuven lechar, there's no raya from our sugya to his psak. I saw afterwards a bikivager and a tshuva taka asks his kasha and the chacham tzvi. Bekitzer, he says it seems to be pashutim that it only touches up shat in the psukim. It's not going to be matayr over there. And because of that, he learns a whole different shat in the chacham tzvi. It doesn't mean exactly the way the other achanim understand him. But the pashas of the rishanim over here in the gemara and sukkah, like Reuven is saying, lachar would be not like this chiddush of the chacham tzvi.